There was always talk the Powderfinger was never ever going to get back together, and now releasing a single. Are you happy?
Yeah, we're pretty happy about it. I mean, yeah. and it was completely unplanned, as you mentioned.
Well, that's what, you know, there was so much speculation. A lot of people have been begging for years and years and years and years, and the answer's always been a really firm no, 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 no. Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the band is not really technically back together, as in, you know, we're a working band touring, etc. So, and there's still no plans to become a performing band.
Do you like each other?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I mean, well, it's been a few years. It's been a few years, and although, you know, there's reasons people break up, right? There are reasons relationships end.
They're
never quite forgotten, but they can become a little less focused, I guess.
I see the analogy, Darren, as mummy and daddy broke up, but we're going to be really civil with each other in front of the kids.
Yeah, well, hang on.
So we're the kids. We're your audience. Oh, yeah. We're the kids. And you're going to be really civil.
Where's my child support?
yeah, that'd be nice. But you know what? It's not even really like that, because none of us are the sort of people who would just put on a smile for, you know, to make everyone else happy. If it was nasty, we'd probably be saying nasty things, but it's just not.
Oh, that's good to hear.
We just got to the end of the road, and yeah, it's good. I mean, we're friends.
I mean, you literally got to the end of the road. I mean, I happened to meet you guys before you became Powderfinger. I coached footy and played footy up at Queensland Uni in Brisbane, and you guys turned up at a party that a whole bunch of us were at.
Oh,
yeah,
wicked.
And you weren't I saw you play at the Zoo before you started calling yourself Powderfinger. No matter what we threw at you at that party, you guys could play it, and everyone walked away saying, those guys are going to make it. Mate, what was day one of Powderfinger like? How did you meet and become a band? I mean, we're talking 20 years since Odyssey No. 5. Tell us about the first hour of Powderfinger.
Powderfinger was a bit of an evolution, really, because it started with three people, and I guess it was Powderfinger, and then Bernard joined, and then, you know, it was sort of Powderfinger, and then I joined, and then we replaced our drummer.
Was that all in the first hour that Flam was asking about?
Yeah. that's one hell of a first hour.
Because there's a lot of fingers.
Yeah. But, you know, I think once we kind of, that's a lot, once we sort of had the five people who were to remain as the five people, it was a pretty fun first few hours, because we just kind of realised that, this could be the right combination.
Yeah, okay.